All right. My story also is sort of framed by cherished holiday traditions. For me, those were formed over 4+ decades with my family, being my parents and my older sister. It's a little unusual. Neither my sister nor I are married, and we've never had any children. So here we are middle-aged, firmly middle-aged, and we're still in our original family unit. So our family kind of, I think, has an even outsized emotional kind of role in our lives. And that's been great, particularly around the holidays. I mean, we love the traditions. We would all get in the kitchen and work on making the stuffing. It started right when I was a kid and I could only make the toast, and I kind of still only make the toast. Drinking way too much eggnog, including as a kid, but not spiked. I don't like booze in the eggnog. It's got to be straight, just all that sugar and cream and cholesterol. And, you know, like watching It's a Charlie Brown Christmas, right? It's a Charlie Brown Christmas, a Charlie Brown Christmas, and that tree that makes me cry every year. So all of that is to say, then in 2016, a new family tradition was created around the holidays. And I have a prop. So if you can't read it, it says, "This is my Hallmark Christmas movie watching blanket." And you can see it's very, very chic and well-made, about as chic and well-made as Hallmark Christmas movies themselves are, right? So, thank you, Laura. And the reason I kind of discovered them in 2016, I mean, you all remember the holiday season of 2016, right? All the joy and togetherness and gritted teeth. So it was not any different in my family. In fact, I realized in thinking about this tonight that I had forgotten that on November 9th, 2016, I agreed with my family that we wouldn't talk for 6 weeks, but that I would still go home for Christmas as had been planned, and I did. But boy, those 6 weeks weren't quite enough distance. And it was kind of shocking because actually I really had no idea that I would wake up and think I was living in Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And so if you know that film, right, people look identical to what they always look like, but one day they're replaced with an alien. And I kind of felt that way. So anyway, sorry, I've gone on too long about that. But the point is in 2016, I discovered Hallmark Christmas movies while I was home with my family in between really unpleasant conversations. You know, Lacey Chabert was to the rescue. And so we were able to watch these movies and be quiet and enjoy them and kind of find some peace. And like maybe we were onto something, right? And everything that makes a Hallmark movie a Hallmark Christmas movie are things that you would despise in a normal film, right? Predictable plot line, woeful dialogue, and a simplistic theme that is the same in every movie, right? Which is, if you find love, and you have a family, and you get the Christmas spirit, all of life's problems just disappear. But you know what? It kind of worked for us in our family. The only problem, of course, is at least back after Christmas 2016, going into 2017, Hallmark Channel wasn't yet playing the movies the entire fucking year. Sorry. That's probably... All right, yeah. So, you know, Hallmark Christmas movies only worked around Christmas, right? So, but, I mean, y'all were here, right? The rest of the time, it was kind of a shit show. 2017 Christmas rolls around, and I, for the first time, did not spend Christmas with another human being. I stayed in Baltimore with my cats, who I do love, and I put the TV on Hallmark Channel, and then I never changed the channel for like 3 weeks. So yes, it was a little pathetic, and it was a little pathological, but it worked. And what I was able to do was when I did have those inevitable, uncomfortable conversations on the phone with the family, we joked about Hallmark, right? But of course, again, there still weren't enough months in the year to watch Hallmark Christmas movies. And, you know, 2018, right? We were all there. So fast forward, okay? I came to rely emotionally on these movies. So that in 2019, I bought 6 of these frickin' blankets. Only after buying them, learning that they were coming, you know, all the way from China. So killing, right, the climate for this garbage. But I sent one to my mom and one to my aunt and 3 to friends who also loved Hallmark Christmas movies and also were going through problems with family members and estrangement and all of these things that we all, well, I shouldn't say we all, that many of us faced. And then, you know, Christmas 2019, I did go home, but my favorite Hallmark leading lady is Alicia Witt. She's a real actress, people, trust me. She elevates the material. She works with, like, David Lynch. You know, she's got it together. And that year, she was in a sad Hallmark Christmas movie. Now, if you aren't familiar, those are the ones that are on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, which is different from Hallmark Channel proper, right? And so I should have known, because every year I was irrationally excited about what is Alicia doing, right? And so I should have known that that was like a harbinger, right? And it was. So, you know, getting to midway through summer of 2020. Well, no, midway through the year. So just, I realize, again, in thinking about this, about 4 days after George Floyd's murder, I was kind of at the end of my rope, right? So I very wisely chose to pick a fight on Facebook, passive-aggressively, with my family. And let me give you the context, just to explain. So it was around this Supreme Court case that was pending at the time that the DOJ came out in support of the plaintiffs, and it was called Fulton v. Philadelphia. And actually, it ended up the ruling was unanimous, so clearly I was in the wrong, perhaps, in how I interpreted it, but it hit all of my buttons, right? It was about whether or not the city of Philadelphia had unfairly withheld funding from a Catholic Family Services organization, with the justification being, right, that they did not provide services to LGBTQ families. So it'll surprise absolutely no one to hear that I am gay. So trigger one, right? Trigger two, I am adopted, and the family I've been talking about is the only family I've ever known, and I do love them, and I know they love me, but that hit a trigger. And lastly, I'm a former Catholic, and I don't have anything nice to say, so I won't say anything more. So I made this, right, public declaration, sharing a post, and said, you know, if for the people who claim to love me, right, so mature, you know. And, you know, unsurprisingly, right, particularly in retrospect, you know, it didn't go over so hot with the family. And my sister responded on the post, and I went back and reread her response on Monday. And in retrospect, you know, she made more correct points than I did about that moment in that case and what I did with the ultimatum. But I think she, of course, on purpose, right, ignored the fact that really it was about 4 years of what, unfairly or not, felt like betrayal, right? So, long story, slightly less long. I haven't spoken to my parents or my sister since. They respected that and let me alone for several months, but when my birthday came around in November, packages started showing up, which, again, I could appreciate the impulse, but I couldn't. One I returned to the store, one was Harry and David fruit, and of course, I don't think in the height of the pandemic they were gonna, you know, give me a store credit for fruit. So I gave it away to a friend. And the first package, which was enormous, which frankly I thought was sort of the thank you so much goodbye package, still sits in my living room unopened. I can't bring myself to open it. And then, oddly, like a month later, I somehow was not in the mood for Hallmark Christmas movies. I actually am surprised, but I could not watch them. I tried several times, and they literally made me nauseous. Now, many of you have that response the first time you try to watch them. But at least, you know, if you haven't watched ones with Alicia, I highly recommend The Christmas List, and there's one where she actually becomes Santa at a department store. So you just have to go with it. And so here we are, right? Another Christmas. It's been 5 years. I'm still not talking to them, but I am talking to a therapist. So, hey, that's probably a good thing, right? And I can watch the movies again. I've seen several, and the bile did not rise for any reason. But I, you know, I'm so immersed and steeped in the culture of them. In fact, I went and saw Jessica in an improv show spoofing Hallmark Christmas movies several years ago in the before times. I know, right, sorry. It was great. I loved it. I was probably the most obnoxious audience member. Okay. But, right, everybody gets a happy ending. And I struggle sometimes to think, do I even deserve a happy ending, right? Well, thank you. But I don't know if, like, songs and snowfall and smiles aren't going to be enough, right? So is my happy ending, if it comes, is it peacemaking with my family? Or is it making peace with my decision to walk into the future alone? And, right, so I'm glad we should all have a drink after this and share with me your opinions, but I hope I can answer that for myself soon. Thank you.